In every time and age, our Lord and our Lady wake up the consciences and the souls of many of the children of the Church. And of course, there is no time in which there are not holy vocations and many saints as well. And today, the feast of today, is one that reminds us of this event. In the 13th century, in Florence, what a blessed city that must have been at the time. It still is with all its beautiful, beautiful churches. There were seven young men who basically hung out together. And they were very, very wealthy. And that's why the gospel of today, you know, St. Peter asks, "We've left everything for you. What's in it for us?" That very, very typical of St. Peter and of the Jewish culture. So these young men, very, very wealthy, first of all, they started to give out food and clothing to the poor, which, of course, if somebody is wealthy, they should do something for those who are less wealthy and less blessed. But in addition to that, they joined that with a great spiritual life of prayer, especially to the Blessed Mother. So they decided to go off to make a retreat on the nearby Monte Senario, which we can see from Florence, and it has a beautiful view of Florence too. And while they were on retreat there, the Blessed Mother appeared to them, and she held out to them a black habit, very similar to the Dominican habit, but it was black. So in that sense, also similar to the Augustinian habit. And she says, "I want you to found an order in my honor, in honor of my sorrows." And of course, and most people don't know that the Servites of Mary were founded by Our Lady herself and for honoring her sorrows. A lot of other orders honor this or that particular part and epoch of the Blessed Mother's life. But she wanted something in honor of her sorrows. And it's very appropriate that we are soon to start the season of sorrows, Septuagesima Sunday, and then all the other weeks until we start Quadragesima on Ash Wednesday. So they obeyed. Now these seven young men, they were Bonfilio Monaldo, Buonaiunta Manetti, Manetto dell'Antella, Amadeus de Amadei, Ugo Lippi, Gerardo Sostegni, and Alexis Falconieri. Interestingly enough, next week we have a feast just for Alexis Falconieri. And so all of them have been canonized by the Church through the ages, by different popes, and together as well. But, of course, obviously, first, step by step, the beatification and then the canonization. And their feast, united, has been placed on this 12th day of February. And so we give thanks to God. And so for those who think that each age is only wicked, which they are, but also the grace of God and the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary brings about good things. Even in our day, how much wickedness isn't there? All over, incredible. One cannot turn around without hearing or seeing something awful or the name of God blasphemed. And yet, there are many wonderful things taking place. And of course, here we give thanks to God for our many vocations, including one that's going to be ordained this spring, and then, of course, Brother Jake, who is already in the seminary in Dilwyn, St. Thomas Aquinas. And there are several of the other boys that are there, including Joseph Samborski, who were baptized here and whom I brought to tradition here, their families. And so we pray for them all. And then we have girls too, in the convents and in the cloisters. So even among the wicked things of this earth of today, and the wicked things of this city and diocese, many, many things, I don't even want to think about it, there is something good that comes forth. Because God will not be conquered, nor the Blessed Mother. It's the other way around. The Blessed Mother stumps the head of the serpent. And our Lord, whose birth we just celebrated, but we just took down the nativity scene on after Candlemas, and now we see Jesus in the tomb. And I always tell everybody, the Holy Catholic Church is with her children from cradle to grave, to coffin. And here we have a proof of it in our Lord himself, from cradle to coffin. If we are faithful to him and to his Blessed Mother and to the dogmas and teachings of the faith of the Church, we are with him from cradle to coffin. And of course, that's why we have so many children and baptisms and so many vocations, about 25 now. This is something incredible. No, even the dioceses do not have that, because they do not have the faith and the Mass that we have. We are very, very, very blessed. And I was here before, long before Mass, praying, and I was thinking, because you know this, as I tell you always, the tabernacle is the gate of heaven. There you have not only Christ present physically, transubstantiation, but you also have the Father and the Holy Spirit. So it is the gate of heaven. And if we could make ourselves small enough, we could go through there and end up in heaven. And how very blessed we are to have these wonderful things right around us and right in front of us. And if we are in the state of grace, in us, ourselves. What a wonderful thing we have in our Holy Catholic Church, and what a wonderful thing we have in this shrine of Our Lady of Fatima and of St. Stephen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.